The January issue of National Geographic explores the culture, social, biological, and personal aspects of gender identity. There's also a documentary called Gender Revolution, A Journey with Katie Couric, that's premiering in February on National Geographic Channel. But we have with us the magazine editor-in-chief, Susan Goldberg, joining us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Craig Sousa also spent some time at The Plain Dealer, working there in the late 2000s. Are you glad to be out of a newspaper and into sort of a magazine where there's a sort of a different format or feel or approach to what you put out to the public?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I think that media is just sort of coming together. National Geographic used to just be a monthly magazine, but today we publish content every single day, you know, on our various websites and through social media. So, you know, it's a magazine, but it's a lot more like a newspaper than you might think.
And covering the topics of the day, which is what the gender revolution, on the cover, you've got a transgender individual, and it says the quote, "The best thing about being a girl is that now I don't have to pretend to be a boy." Talk about the decision to do a magazine like this at this time.
Well, you know, gender has become an enormous topic around the world. We see it here in our country with the big fights going on over bathrooms in North Carolina and Texas, and we're going to see this taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court in the coming months. But all over the world, people are talking about gender, not just transgender, but gender roles. So in Sierra Leone, for example, you've got girls, young girls who are rejecting the norms there of female genital mutilation and childhood marriage. And in places like Sweden, you've got a large number of men taking advantage of very generous paternity leaves after having a child. So everywhere you look, people are talking about gender and gender roles and how they're really changing our societies.
When you were putting a magazine like this together, what were the thoughts as far as what areas and how you wanted to cover it? What was the approach for that?
Yeah, thank you. So National Geographic has been around for 129 years. And so for 129 years, we've been covering people, cultures, history, and science. And so those were the same lenses that we used to cover gender. So we made sure our story was global, it's fact-based, it's science-based, and we really looked at the cultural aspects of this.
National Geographic, though, known for its pictures. How did you decide what pictures to use, and how do you present that in this magazine?
Oh, I'm really proud of the photography in this. You know, one of the stories we did involved talking to 89-year-olds all over the world, and we asked 9-year-olds what it was like to be a boy in their culture or what it was like to be a girl in their culture. And we have beautiful, beautiful portraits of these kids. I mean, and that's just, you know, one of the stories that we've got. Avery Jackson, who you mentioned, who is on the cover, is one of those children that we photographed. And you can see those pictures in the magazine, but also if you go to nationalgeographic.com, you can see wonderful video there of these kids as well. But we went all over the world. I mean, we went to Sierra Leone looking at the lives of girls. We went to India. We went all over the world looking at the lives of boys and looked at manhood rituals of how boys become men. It's really remarkable photography.
There is a documentary that Katie Couric is involved with called Gender Revolution, A Journey with Katie Couric. Tell me about that and how this expands on what's featured in the magazine.
Yeah, so Katie's documentary is February 6th on the National Geographic Channel, and we worked with her really closely on it. She's really looking at transgender issues for the most part, and it very closely parallels really a story that we have in the issue, looking at the science of gender and looking at scientific research. And that story in our issue is called Rethinking Gender, and so it looks at the shifting gender landscape, and that's really what Katie's whole show is about.
Susan, when you look at the transgender discussion now, for some people it could be uncomfortable. What do you recommend to make it more comfortable or more out in the open?
Well, I think it is an uncomfortable topic. And that was one of the reasons, really, why we wanted to do this issue. And when you first open up our issue, one of the first things that you get to is a glossary of terms. I think one of the reasons that gender is so hard to talk about is nobody even knows what words to use anymore, or, you know, nobody wants to offend, and people are sort of walking on eggshells. So we give people a glossary of terms. And what I really hope is that people will read this issue and be able to have more thoughtful discussions about gender, because they are it's a very fraught conversation. And yet, this is a conversation that's happening with kids and families. It's in schools, in the military. It's being debated by lawmakers at every level of government. And so it is a conversation, and we just need to understand how to have it.
And part of this, I mean, there is the part that has to do with the transgender, but sometimes it's just sort of gender roles that are discussed too, right?
Exactly. I would say, although transgender has probably gotten the most publicity around this issue, most of the magazine is looking at how people are redefining traditional gender roles, you know, what it means to be a girl, what it means to be a boy, how do you grow up to be a man? And so that is really what most of the magazine is about, and we look all over the world.
And I guess that's, as you mentioned, what National Geographic does. For many of us, sometimes it was our view into other cultures, other world. This is the same thing, though sometimes it's just in our own backyard, in a sense.
Yeah, so we talked, for example, in our kids' story, we talked to people in 8 countries, the United States, Canada, Israel, the Palestinian territories, Brazil, Nigeria, and I'm forgetting in China. And so, you know, we talked all over the world with these kids. And the reason, because some people have asked me, that we talk to kids is, you know, 9-year-olds are great observers. They're really smart. They're really articulate, but they really tell you the truth. And so if you want to see what messages society is sending reflected back at you, just ask a 9-year-old and they'll tell you.
Has National Geographic done something like this before with a topic and a cover that may create some controversy and may have sort of a stir up some sort of a bigger discussion?
Well, I mean, we always want to be part of the conversation. We published an issue last November on climate change called Cool It. It was an issue 100% devoted to climate change. That was fairly controversial. We published an issue shortly before that called The War on Science, looking at why people don't believe in science. And we've got other issues coming up that I think are very topical. We have a story coming up later in the year about the science of addiction, a very timely story looking at brain science and why it is that, you know, we have drug addiction or sex addiction or shopping addiction or eating addiction. So we are always trying to be on the cutting edge and be part of that conversation.
And always with great photographs, whether it's of people or of nature or just the world that we live in. It's always nice to see what's happening in the National Geographic. You can find it at nationalgeographic.com and in the National Geographic channel. Again, the documentary coming up on February 6th at 9 o'clock with the Gender Revolution, A Journey with Katie Kirk. Our guest this morning has been Susan Goldberg, National Geographic Magazine Editor-in-Chief. Appreciate your time. Thank you for
discussing. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for having me.